Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/20/15. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
On HBO's World Championship Boxing, undefeated light heavyweight champion Sergey Kovalev steps into the ring to defend his belt against hard-hitting challenger Najib Mohammadi. And former champion Jean Pascal looks to continue his climb to another title when he takes on undefeated Yunieski Gonzalez in a light heavyweight bout. Live Saturday, July 25th at 10 p.m. Eastern. HBO Sports presents Back on Board Greg Louganis, a film which explores the triumphs and struggles of four-time Olympic gold medalist and activist Greg Louganis. Don't miss it. Tuesday, August 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Plus, HBO Sports and NFL Films brings fans an all-new season of the ultimate reality series Hard Knocks, Training Camp with the Houston Texans, which chronicles the rigors and daily demands of NFL training camp. Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific starting August 11th. Only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Here's Mike Muller, president of Muller's Woodfield Acura and Hoffman Estates.
The most valuable advice I ever got came from my father. He told me, when you have something good, you take good care of it. And that is exactly how our staff feels about our customers.
Hi, I'm Barb Krajewski. I'm in sales for 8 years with Muller's Woodfield Acura. I love to see the referral and repeat business.
My name's Ted Zarnecki. I've been with the Muller Woodfield Acura team for 28 years. I'm a master technician.
Hi, my name is Sebastian Roble, internet sales manager for Muller's Woodfield Acura. I've been there for 13 years, and I love my customers.
We're career-minded people, married, single, raising families, dealing with mortgages and living expenses just like you.
Muller's Woodfield Acura in Hoffman Estates on Higgins Road just west of Gulf Road. And now, you'll find the same great Muller commitment at the new Muller Acura of Merrillville on Route 30, just 3 miles west of I-65.
Come visit us. You will not be disappointed.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
3 o'clock and from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. The Cubs top the Mets 6-1. They sweep the series this afternoon. Jake Arrieta, 8 innings of one-run ball. Jonathan Herrera and Miguel Montero blasted home runs in the Cubs' victory. Cubs have now won 3 straight after losing 5 in a row. White Sox have the night off. They will face the Orioles tomorrow on the south side. They plan to send John Danks to the hill opposite Ubaldo Jimenez. Danks up and down in his career against Baltimore, 5-5, an ERA north of 4. Some afternoon baseball around the bigs today. Jose Fernandez threw 6 innings of 3-run ball. Also hit a home run to lead Miami past San Francisco, 5-4. Matt Cain returned from Tommy John surgery, but allowed all 5 Marlin runs in defeat. Cleveland topped Tampa Bay 5-4 in 10 at the Trop. Mike Aviles with the solo homer to give the Tribe a sweep of the Rays. Also, Pittsburgh on the verge of a sweep in Detroit, but getting interesting now. They lead the Tigers 4-3 late. Francisco Cervelli swatted his 4th home run. Basketball, Monte Ellis gets a 4-year deal from the Pacers, $44 million. Bucks signed Greg Monroe, a 3-year max deal, but he can opt out after 2, $50 million in that one. Knicks reportedly closing in on Robin Lopez. Also, Tim Duncan returning to the Spurs for a 19th season. And the Sporting News reporting the Knicks now pursuing their former draft pick Jordan Hill in free agency. At Wimbledon, Rafa Nadal struggles at Wimbledon continue. He has been bounced from the tournament by Dustin Brown in 4 sets. Roger Federer and Andy Murray both advanced on the men's side to the 3rd round. And the Blackhawks with a pair of signings today. Young defenseman Cameron Schilling gets a 2-year deal. Michael Leambis a 1-year contract. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix. So good, vodka is optional. And foursomes are on sale now for the Score's charity golf outing presented by the Dan Wolf Automotive Group, taking place on Monday, August 10th at Seven Bridges Golf Club in Woodridge. All golf proceeds will benefit Turning Point Autism Foundation. For more information, call 312-729-3944 or visit 670thescore.com/charitygolf. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tomorrow, 6:35. Sox and Orioles on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boers and Bernstein.
Burns and Bornstein.
15 years on the Score.
Hey, I was checking StubHub for you guys. There's a three-day pass in section 143, which is just off to the right side of the stage. Three-day pass, one seat for $30,000, if you'd like it.
I would pay that to not have to go, if need be.
I'm not allowed out.
You're heading over that way, Maddie?
No, hell no. No. I wouldn't go see the Grateful Dead if they were in the backyard, so.
That's a bold statement.
And in fact, they are.
Pull the shades on them.
You know, it's not the same without the old guy, right? Without Garcia?
They're all old.
Well, he's dead, yeah.
Yeah, he's dead.
You don't mean the old guy. I mean the dead guy.
Well, the oldest dead guy. Isn't he the oldest one?
Why don't you go to a Grateful Dead concert?
I can't, man. Jay Bear's dead.
I don't know who they are, and I don't care. I'd nuke.
You're nuking them?
I'd nuke them, yeah.
All right.
Well, the whole thing sucks.
What kind of music do they play? Rap rock?
No.
Swiss rock?
That's it.
I can't tell you the last time I heard a Grateful Dead song on the radio.
I can't either, and I don't want to.
I'll be grateful when they're all dead.
Oh, I've been listening to this song for 3 days, and it's only the end of the first verse.
Oh. Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Well, they're here, and the unwashed masses to
it's
see
a bad
them.
Weekend of music here in Chicago.
You got U2
and Grateful Dead. Keep them both.
Wow.
Garbage. And why would you pay $30,000?
Garbage is not here, actually.
Why would you pay $30,000 not to do something? Or just not do it?
Well, if I had to, if you were forced to
pay an amount of money to not do something.
I know, right? Okay. Put that towards a San Francisco trip. Am I right, Maddie?
Yeah, right, you cheap bastard.
Well, just my level of... I don't dislike some of their music. It's fine. The music's fine. There's some perfectly...
Who?
The Grateful Dead.
Oh,
a
no.
Couple of good songs, some twangy music. It's on XRT every once in a while, and I don't immediately punch a button.
This might be the worst weekend of music in Chicago ever. With U2 and the Grateful Dead here in town.
Well, Ranji's going to be really
waste
mad
of
at
time.
You. He goes to, like, every U2 concert.
That awful. That blowhard.
Who, Ranji or Bono?
Bono.
Yeah, U2 has become
I'm
going to
save children around the world. Follow me. Watch me. Save children.
I'm wearing
jerk.
Blue sunglasses.
Right. Idiot. God, if tickets were $5, I wouldn't go. Front row.
Now, this is from a website.
No,
this is from a website. Let the record show. Whether or not you recognize its legitimacy or not. This is from avocadocentral.com.
Oh, are you still on the pronunciation?
Ever wonder why you sometimes see Hass, H-A-S-S, avocados, and then other times see H-A-A-S, or Hass avocados? Wonder no more. We are happy to set the record straight. The correct spelling is H-A-S-S. It is spoken to rhyme with pass.
No. They're H-A-A-S, and it's Hass.
It's H-A-S-S, named after Postman Rudolph Hass.
I've seen.
It rhymes
avocado
with
the spelling H-A-S-S, and I do not recognize Rudolph Hass as an avocado founder.
But Rudolph Hess.
No.
Okay, good.
That's good. You want your money back now? After
yes,
all those classes?
I want my money back.
Yeah, after your avocado classes, Dave?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'm at avocadocentral.com, brother.
And I use my iPods to get here.
Thank you. So the Suns are clearing cap space for LaMarcus Aldridge.
Don't go back to talking
well,
sports.
Well, no, there's news here because apparently the Lakers have secured, get this, a second meeting with LaMarcus Aldridge.
Right, they told Kobe to stay home.
Right, they gave Kobe the wrong time and place, and then they're like, yeah, LaMarcus.
Do you think they'll do what the Bulls did? They'll do it during a Kobe workout day?
Like that first meeting.
With Melo?
All that stuff we said before about the branding opportunities, this one's going to be a really analytic one. This is just, that's so desperate.
They have like baseball sabermetrics guys there. Giving him baseball numbers.
Yeah, they just tell Kobe that you're good. We don't need you.
You see, that's why the relationship in Anaheim with the Angels with Mike Socia
and DePoto
it broke down because DePoto is given the front office is given all these analytical studies and research for the coaching staff, and they throw it in the garbage.
So what happened was DePoto and his minions started actually handing the reports directly to the players.
Yeah.
So if you think you're spending all this time and effort trying to figure out what can help your team have the best chance to win, best chance to compete in any given situation, the manager says,
I don't need it.
I don't care. Yeah.
Then you need somebody new. But now they put Bill Stoneman in.
They brought our guy back.
Dug up Bill Stoneman.
Yeah,
there he is.
Our guy.
West Side Mike, you're on the score.
Hey man, the last guy. I don't know why y'all want to go see a dead hot guy with Grateful Dead. The main guy is dead. Who want to go see this? And who want to go see a chick called, a group called U2 when you can look them up? Ain't nobody want to see this hot garbage. You might as well stay home and listen to your iPod and barbecue. There's no way in Jack that I would go see a concert with the Grateful Dead and waste my weekend. No way. That guy, don't waste your money. Stay home and take care of your kids. That's the best thing you could do. Because you're going to see that hot garbage, you will be dead.
Quit yelling.
Hashtag Brothers Against Grateful Dead
Wait,
music.
So if you go to the Dead concert, you're gonna die?
Yeah, I don't
know. So he just said he's very angry.
I have a fundamental problem with them continuing to call themselves the Grateful Dead.
It's not
just one guy that left the band. It's the guy.
You know what though? If
I had the same issue with Pink Floyd without Roger Waters.
Okay, are there any original members of Grateful Dead still on tour? I don't know. I'm asking honestly. I don't know.
I think so.
Okay. I wouldn't care if, like, every one of them was dead and all of their grandchildren had, like, replaced all of them. I wouldn't get it.
That
matter
doesn't
to me.
Count either.
It doesn't matter. Why do you care? You're not going to see it. You're not a fan. Why should it bother you?
It just does.
Let the dumbest things bother you.
I can't help it. That's absolutely true. I do let dumb things bother me, but that's completely beyond my control. And now the latest...
No, it's entirely in your control what bothers you and what doesn't.
I wish that were the case. The latest from Wojnarowski, the Lakers...
Stop talking sports! We have important things to discuss here.
The Lakers...
Avocados and bad music.
The Lakers have expressed a desire to get a second meeting with Aldridge.
It's a desire. We'd love to talk to him again, and he's like, hell no.
But unclear if that'll happen. League sources told Yahoo Sports, you get a do-over on your free agent meeting? Can you imagine the expression on LaMarcus Aldridge's face? He flies out there again. He's like, what?
You know what LaMarcus should do? He should have Westside Mike call the Lakers and tell him no thanks.
As his agent?
Yes.
But if seriously, the desperation there. That first meeting didn't count. We weren't trying or something. We were sick. We didn't say we had the wrong memos. Can we do it again? Can I start over?
Yeah, that's not good. I mean, if you have no idea what you need to present to a guy to get him to your organization, and you completely blow it the first time around, I mean, you really think he's going to give you a second chance?
You had all that time to put it together, to plan it. You got a PowerPoint. You've got everything, and you screwed it up that royally, and now you think that he's going to be open-minded just because you're the Lakers.
Right. And they're not in the Lakers anymore.
No. Nobody really cares, Nobody cares. About the whole L.A. thing now, because you don't have to be in L.A. to have that.
Right? Well, no, you don't have to, but, I mean, now, like, you think of basketball in L.A., you think of the Clippers. I mean, that's first time in my lifetime I've had that recognition. I forgot the Clippers even played basketball for most of my life.
There's an email here, unsigned. It says, not all the music is bad this weekend. Chicagoland in Elgin, Boston, and Night Ranger.
Oh.
Keep it.
But again, Boston, that's not Brad Delp anymore.
No, but still, though. But I would listen.
Yeah, he died by barbecue.
He used his grill in the house.
Yep.
I would walk barefoot 1,000 miles to go see Boston and Night Ranger before I would drive 10 minutes to see U2 and the Grateful Dead.
I like Boston.
I do, too. I like Boston and Night Ranger.
That's fun dog food,
but like
rockout music.
Like they're at that point now where that's where they play. They play Elgin. Like, you know, they're at the Naperville Rib Fest.
Who's at Rib? Who's the headlining Rib Fest this year?
I don't know.
Dave, you're not allowed not to know.
Remember, Naperville and I don't get along. So
that's true. Ever since your mayoral stint went bad. They caught you with your hand in the cookie jar.
And I think, you know, a friend of mine told me that the band Perry was at Naperville Rib Fest. I don't know if that was true or not, or they were just making it up. But
my wife's a big fan of the band Perry.
Yeah, but it seems that it's a little before their time to be playing in Naperville Rib Fest, right?
Do you have one of these avocado?
Or you can just ignore the question altogether and go back to avocados.
Well, you wanted me to. It's like a special avocado tool. That's
you know what? I do have one of those. My mom sent it to me. My mom lives in Arizona, and we get like gift boxes every month. And it's usually filled with stuff for the boys. And then there'll be like one kitchen utensil in it. And a couple months ago, she sent me an avocado slicer. And the tag is still on it because you don't need an avocado slicer.
Yeah, but if you have it, you kind of have to use it. It's like grapefruit spoons.
I don't have to use it.
I couldn't find grapefruit spoons for the life of me until we finally were in Lake Geneva.
Okay, and you don't need a grapefruit spoon.
But, oh, yes, you do.
No, you actually don't.
You want to take a paring knife and go around every little section.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Not if you have a grapefruit spoon. Aha, checkmate.
No, but that's what you're supposed to do. Just do that.
No.
You don't need a grapefruit spoon. And you don't need an avocado slicer.
There's a lot of things you don't need. You don't need a stove if you could just eat everything raw. I mean, see, there's
no,
things
but
you
who
have...
wants to eat everything raw? And you do need a stove unless you want to use a fire, and you wouldn't want to do an open flame in your kitchen.
I'm just saying, it depends
that.
How you define
I mean,
need.
Like build a fire. I mean, you could use a gas stove that has the flame, but I mean, it's
a bitch to try to actually section out every section when your grapefruit spoon obviates that necessity. You just, and it scoops it out.
I know, it's so hard to run a knife through grapefruit. It takes a lot of effort.
Okay. Isn't it really easier difficult. Just to have a spoon that does it as you eat it?
Just use the knife.
I don't wanna. Steven Schaumburg, you're on the score.
You guys crack me up. Hey, listen, just a
little
Well,
Steve, you don't make me laugh, so say something funny.
All right. Just a couple clarifications about this Grateful Dead business. You hit the nail right in the head. Jerry Garcia was
dead.
The man for the band. And he died in 1995, and since then it just hasn't been the Dead. So
how old was he when he died, you know?
50s.
He came off tour and went into rehab because he had a couple narcotic problems and he had a heart attack and died in rehab.
Mm-hmm. I thought he was 83 when he died. I thought he was older.
No. So what do we clear up there? That indeed we've
wow, critique from the monkeys over here at the bar now.
Members of the monkeys.
So now we've
determined that Jerry Garcia is indeed dead.
A couple things to clarify: Jerry Garcia is dead,
and he was the man.
He had a narcotics problem,
and the band Perry's playing in Naperville Sunday.
They are okay. So my friend was right,
and Sammy Hagar,
the Red Rocker.
Keep that. There's some quality here.
As long as he's around, though, you can't be the mayor of Cabo San Lucas.
Is he the tequila guy? Is he the
yes.
Yeah, the Cabo guy?
Cabo
that's him.
Wabo Cantina.
Cabo Wabo, yeah. Real good friends with Guess Who from the Food Network. One guess.
And members of the Guess Who. Guy Fieri.
Yes. Well, really good friends.
It would have to be. Right. Everybody likes Sammy Hagar, though.
Everybody likes Guy Fieri, too.
Do they?
Kelly Pickler is also in Naperville.
Oh, that's Lenny Casper's girl. Remember that interview?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Ooh, boy.
Wait, is he?
She was one of the guests. Jerry Garcia was 53.
That's young. And you know what? And it's actually 30 years younger than 83, which I thought he was.
Second half of the bottom of the hour.
Oh, I like it half?
Well, he was slow on the trigger.
Wow, stop criticizing Tannehill. Man, you've been all over him lately.
Is he immune criticism? He's insulated somehow.
Bad guy. Hey, Tanny? Chris, are you listening?
Not really.
To the show?
No.
Hey, did you do the whole show, the whole game last night?
I stayed till midnight.
You know, he's been working doubles because we're a little short staffed, so he had to do the show yesterday, which is bad enough to listen to this crap.
Right.
And then to have to stay and do White Sox baseball, and then you get 9 rain delays. So I was thinking about you all night long, pal.
Well, I appreciate the thoughts. How about prayers?
Yeah, and thoughts and prayers go out to you on Twitter. I sent it to you on Twitter.
This is much better than listening to Ranji complain about the humidity.
Yeah, this
for the entirety of every single rain delay.
This stuff about Jerry Garcia.
What about him? What were his narcotics of choice?
If by 1983, correct?
83.
Garcia's demeanor on stage appeared to change, despite still playing the guitar with great passion.
There was no strings in the guitar. They gave him a guitar with no strings.
Despite...